Special town meeting to order on Wednesday, June 8th, 2016, at 1 p.m. at the town hall. Members of the board are present, we need to post it or been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda, and being that this is a town meeting, comes from the electors.
So move.
Second.
Motion by Chuck, second by Jim. The agenda, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item five, approval for construction of new sand salt shed to be located at the transfer station site. Under Wisconsin statutes, if the town is going to build a new building, it needs to be authorized by a town meeting, not just a regular board meeting, thus we are having a town meeting. We had gotten the bids back, well, these are dated the 4th, so I believe it was back in May 4th. And we received three of them, one from Structures Unlimited for $135,650, another one from Angelo Lupino for $127,941, and then a two-sided bid from Athens Lumber, one for $107,095, and another one for $99,366. The board held a subsequent meeting after we received the bids and reviewed all of them, and at that time felt that the bid from Athens Lumber for the $99,366 was the most advantageous to the town. What the structure is a, what's the size of this thing? It's 68 by 40 with concrete walls, I believe they're 8 feet along the side, and then with a wood structure roof over the top. It would have sliding doors on the front of the building for access with the loader and equipment to get in and out, and also then for running, included running electricity to it. Primary use for the structure is to store sand salt materials for winter road maintenance. When roads get icy, we go throw sand and keep it from getting icy. And I guess at this time then, I would open it up for questions from anybody who would have one. Jim?
On the front, it's under F and it says blacktop floor, 3 inches thick.
Correct.
And 8-inch compacted road base, that's, we already did that, right?
No, that part, that paving that we did out there is the pad that we use in which to mix the material. This building is going just off the end of that, so that pad area is used for mixing. This building will go off the end.
Oh, okay. And another question, on the footings? They're just gonna be ground footing, this isn't gonna be down to the frost line?
I believe they have it on a slab.
Right, it shows a footing, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Just shows ground level footings.
It says concrete footings.
Concrete footings.
Yeah, but not below frost line, it doesn't show that.
No, but.
Shouldn't be no frost in it if it's got a, if there's no way for moisture to get in there, there should be no, very little frost going underneath.
Yeah, there won't be much of any frost underneath there. And it's basically a storage structure, it's not, yeah, it's a slab like you would have on your garage.
Yeah.
You know, your garage doesn't have frost walls or footings.
Well, mine does, but anyway.
Yeah, mine doesn't.
Yeah, a lot of them don't.
Yeah, and that's why it's.
But there's a massive area where, you know, where they mix the stuff and everything will be hopefully drained the right way, so there shouldn't be moisture, you know, I mean, extreme amounts of moisture getting underneath this. This would be a fairly dry area.
Yep. Chuck, any other question?
Is the electrical work included?
Yes. The electrical.
Electric power to building.
Yeah, electric was by Budish Electric of Arborvita, included in there is $2,495. Yep.
Those walls are gonna be, what, 8 inch, 10 inches thick? Didn't say.
It says on there.
It's an 8-foot wall, but it doesn't say how thick the wall is.
8-foot concrete, 2x10 plank.
Well, it's 2x6 stud wall, and it's wider than that.
Yeah.
My concern, an 8-foot wall with sand, almost it says they're gonna put sand up to that 8 feet.
No, well, you're not gonna be stacked up that high, your sand is tapered inside of there.
Pulled by the drawing, man.
Yeah, well, this is their drawing.
But that's a lot of weight, plus you have the construction on top of it. I just wonder about the outwards pressure on that wall.
I don't know. Cause it goes up, what, 8 feet?
They've built a number of these before.
Yeah.
This isn't the first one they've ever built.
St. Germain's got the same.
I'm just questioning, I just. I would think they would, if they've done it before, I think they'd put it on the drawing.
So it's a, if you, you've got a 3-foot footing.
Inside.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a 12-inch wall.
Yeah, 12 inches. There's a diagram on.
I'm looking at it.
And it says footings, if you notice, the footing is 3-foot wide.
See, it's 1 foot, 1 foot, and.
There's 1 foot on each side of that.
So it's a 12-inch wall. You see that, Jim?
Well, by calculation, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Laminate siding.
See, and the same with the upper one on the 8-foot wall, where they have a 2-foot, 3-foot, and a 6-foot footing, meaning a 12-inch wall.
Okay.
Does WPS have to come in for something like this and up the capacity, the transformers or anything?
We've got three-phase out there now as it is for his compactors, so we're actually gonna step it down.
The fee.
And that would just be part of whoever the contractor is.
Yeah.
The town doesn't contact public service, this.
No, contractors.
This Budish, his bill's $2,495, so he'll be the guy, even if the town called him, they wouldn't do it for us. I think you gotta be a certified electrician to do it, so.
Yeah, we can't do that.
He'll handle it.
How would they get the power back, or would they come off that transformer that's sitting off the road there?
I think so. Do we have it to that shed? It's not to that other shed back there, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, he'll probably.
Yeah, there's lights in there.
He'll probably come off of that one. Come off the back of that and just.
There isn't a lot of electricity needed here that I can see.
Yeah, just lighting basically on the door.
LED lights, yeah, too.
Just lighting.
And the LED lights don't take nothing.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Putting in 5 LED.
Yeah, it's just the length of the run.
120.
Okay.
40 amp service, approximately 200 feet from shed to new salt storage shed, so that's where he's going.
Okay.
Any other questions?
That's a steel roof, correct?
No.
It's not?
It's not. Shingled.
Okay.
It says 7.9 gauge colored steel.
Trusses, overhang, plywood, 5/8 CDX plywood.
Yeah.
29-inch.
And then synthetic.
They're putting steel on it.
Felt, and then colored steel.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's actually better.
It's good. I wouldn't wanna have the steel open to the salt vapors, you know, coming from below, but they have the plywood in there, so. That's right, the other ones were.
Yeah, the least amount of galvanized you have exposed to salt, the longer it lasts. Cause it'll actually just deteriorate it if it's got direct contact with the salt.
Right.
Yeah, the other two buildings were fabric roofs.
Yeah, and I was kinda concerned about that with the burn pile back there.
Yeah.
We were too.
If it's not treated and you get something on there, it would puff.
Right.
They don't show that.
Yes, at the end of the pad.
The back.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Oh, just, it's on the existing pad, Matt, that's kind of, that's not flat, it's kind of on the grade.
Correct.
So there's no catch basin for, when they're mixing it in the summer in rainstorms and water and salt running?
Well, we don't mix in the rain for one thing.
We don't even get the salt and sand until probably October.
October is typically when we get it. I know Pete was talking about maybe trying to mix some during the summer on off times, which would be fine, but we wouldn't be mixing in the rain. And it's just for that reason, so that you don't get any runoff. And it's not, it's twofold. It's the environment for one thing, so you don't get the salt going off, but also you don't want to load your pile when it's wet. It has salt in it, yeah, it doesn't freeze, yeah, but you still can wind up with chunks in there. So you try to keep that as dry as possible once you're putting it up so that you don't get that problem. That's why back here, we would tarp it right away to keep it dry.
They'll mix it and put it in the building immediately.
Yeah.
That's the point of having the building.
That's the point of having it. Any other questions?
Is there a completion date on here? I didn't see it.
They told us they would have it up by September. I talked to them and he wanted to have it up by September. It shouldn't take very long to do it.
Is the contractor going to be responsible for closing the gate in the evening when he leaves?
And I'll be going over that with them.
Okay.
That, you know, when he's there, the gate out in front should still be closed. It shouldn't just be left open.
Okay.
You know, they're going to have to, we'll get them a key, but they're going to have to open and close it and lock it as they come and go.
Yeah, because that could be problematic this time of year.
This time of year, you know, it wasn't so bad with the loggers because how much traffic do you get in February? But in June, July, and August, you're going to have problems, so they're going to have to keep the gate closed.
Okay.
Any other questions? I guess at this point, I would ask what your pleasure would be.
I'll make a motion to accept the bid for the concrete walls for $99,366.
What you're doing is you're approving the town board to construct the sand salt shed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we already accepted.
We are, the board can, board approves the bids, but the town meeting is to approve the construction of the new sand salt shed.
Well, I think really it's to allow us to use the $99,000.
The way the statutes would be though is for the electorate authorizes the town board to construct the building.
And where's the $99,000 coming from?
We have that in our reserve fund.
Reserve fund? Okay, thank you.
So we don't have to take any loan or any of that type for it.
So I make a motion to allow the town board to proceed with the construction of the salt shed.
There's a second. Chuck seconded. Motion been made and seconded to allow the town board to proceed with the construction of the new sand salt shed located at the transfer station site. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn to the special town meeting at, Chuck.
Question, have we gotten a final report yet on the work that they were doing out here on our old?
Yeah, we've got that. Being this is a town meeting, we can't discuss it because it's not on the agenda. But we do have it, so.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Need a motion to adjourn the special town meeting at 1:14. There's not a motion?
That's right.
Second.
No, you can.
You can. We're citizens here.
You're citizens, you're not just the board here. Motion by Meyer, seconded by Schaus to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you for coming out on such a beautiful day.